You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thank you for joining me today, and I'm grateful that you've taken the time. And whether or not this will play on the radio or not, I'll make that decision here coming up. But this right now is a podcast that's going to appear with here on WGOD Radio and the WGOD podcast, which you can get a couple of different ways. You can go to my website, WGODradio.com, and there's a link on there that says prior broadcasts, and then you'll find this program on there. Or if you have an iPhone, if you have an Apple device, there's an app that's built into your phone. It's called Podcasts. It's purple. If you search on there for, I believe it's the old name of my program, and that would be Gospel Study. No, it's WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. You'll find the podcast on there, and you can subscribe to this podcast, and then it'll show up right there on your iPad or on your phone as soon as they're uploaded, as this one will be on Monday morning, the 14th of December. I want to talk about this COVID vaccine again, but I want to talk so much as preach. I've made a lot of programs on this lately, and I've done some preaching on it lately, and I just want to bring some things to your remembrance here so that you know what is going on and what the Bible says. Let's start with what the Bible says. John, the Apostle John, was transported here to the tribulation period, the end of the age. And now, friend, all the signs point to this being right here and now. And they all start with Israel becoming a nation again, May the 15th, 1948. That is when the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 37 took place. And the valley of the dry bones coming together, bone upon bone, sinew and flesh. And God said to Ezekiel, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And they gave the prophecy that the Jews would return to their own land. And that is how you know, as the Apostle John says in John 2:18, little children, it is the last hour. This is how we know. This is how you and I can say that, and that can be here today. That's the difference between John saying it. I've preached a sermon on this. I encourage you to look for it. It's called The Last Hour. That's the difference between John saying it and me saying it here today. You see, when John said it, somewhere along the lines, just like the space shuttle here, you know, when the space shuttle hit 9 minutes, the supervisor, those that were in charge, hit the pause button on there and it stopped at exactly 9 minutes. Now, 9 minutes was exactly 9 minutes, but 9 minutes was never 9 minutes. 9 minutes could be 9 hours. It could be, now I'm not a rocket scientist. I don't know how far they could stretch that, but 9 minutes is 9 minutes, but it's never 9 minutes. But it's always 9 minutes, just like a 2 minute warning in football. 2 minutes is 2 minutes, but 2 minutes is never 2 minutes. 2 minutes is Lord only knows how many minutes, 15, 16, 20 minutes, but it's always 2 minutes. Likewise, John saying it is the last hour. See, it is the last hour. An hour is an hour, but an hour is not an hour. Lord only knows how long. And how you know is by Israel becoming a nation again starts God's end times clock. Jesus said the generation that sees all of these things will be the generation that's around when he returns. And these things include famines, earthquakes, and COVID, otherwise aka pestilence. Very important sign Jesus gave. From AIDS to any of these other viruses. SARS, Ebola was the one that slipped my memory for a minute. But COVID, and now as we're seeing, COVID more than anything. But you see, as we reach the end of the age here, which is evident, again, by Israel becoming a nation again, this all span of 2,000 years, John was transported to this time to see what I'm about to read. He came transported into our time. He saw what I'm about to read to you. Now, finally, since Israel's become a nation again, we know that we're living indeed in the last hour. God's hourglass has been flipped. The sand is coming through. We're reaching the end of the time there because Israel's become a nation again. And once that happens, Jesus' return is imminent. Now, Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Now I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. This is a false prophet. Revelation 19:20 calls him as such. That's not me calling him that, or historians, or Bible expositors, but the Bible calls him the false prophet. Just like Jesus said that many that false Christs and false prophets, Matthew 24:24, false Christs and false prophets will arise and deceive, if possible, even the elect. It's back to this man. I beheld another beast. That's a heteros. That is, allos, another of the same kind. The Greek word for another there is allos. Again, meaning another of the same kind. Not like heteros, another of a different kind. Like another gospel. Or Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. That's another of the same kind. Speaking of the Holy Spirit instead of him, it's another of the same kind. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exercises all the power of the first beast. The first beast is the Antichrist. He exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and he causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now, the margin of my Bible points you to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38. Why does it do that? Because that's the last time this has happened. A great prophet in the Old Testament whose name was, right, you guys know his name, was Elijah. He was the last one to call fire down out of heaven. James and John wanted to. They said, Lord, do you want us to call down fire down out of heaven like Elijah did and burn up these bad old Samaritans? And Jesus said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are. Now, he said that because the next time someone calls fire down out of heaven, it's going to be this false prophet. Now, remember, once Israel became a nation again, that was the catalyst. That's what allows me to say to you that all these things are ushering in. We're at the end of the age here right now. Once Israel becomes a nation again, there's no stopping God's prophetic time clock. Oh, it was stopped years ago. When exactly? I don't know. Only God knows when he stopped his clock. But I'll tell you what started his clock again. Israel becoming a nation, Israel, Jerusalem, Israel is the focal point in time and history. God's not done with Israel. Romans chapter 11 says God has not cast away his people whom he pro-egno knew in advance. He knew they were going to do this. This didn't take him by surprise. This is all part of God's plan. Anyway, God's plan got put on hold with the Israelites so that he could deal with you and write your name into the book of life, to offer to you the offer of salvation to as many as will call upon the name of the Lord. And the time is coming when he's going to be through with you and I, and he's going to start dealing again with the nation of Israel. Let me get back to this text here. I'm talking about pestilence and this COVID. I'm talking about how the book of Revelation is so close. It's in our grasp now to what John's vision is being in our time period. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, verse 14. He, that's false prophet, he deceives those that dwell on the earth. He deceives those that dwell on the earth. He deceives those that dwell on the earth. Let me explain what that means. To be deceived is to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. Now, for you to be deceived regarding the COVID-19 virus, you see, is for you to think there's nothing dangerous or bad in the vaccine. And you taking it because the newscaster or your friend or someone else told you, oh, that's just a bunch of hooey. There's nothing wrong with that. It's got a 95% heal rate. There's nothing at all wrong with you want to buy and sell, don't you? You want to fly in a plane, don't you? Maybe you work for Amazon or Home Depot or one of these other companies. They're going to force you to take the vaccine in order to buy or sell. You won't be able to fly in an airplane ever again unless if you take this. So, you see, you believe that and you take it. That is the definition of being deceived. It's to think that something is something. And that is, taking this vaccine is going to enable me to buy and sell safely and to get along with society. That's the whole definition of it. You have fallen for this hook, line, and sinker to believe what they tell you what this is, to think that something is something, while something that has taken this vaccine is something else detrimental to your health. We're going to have to pick this up again tomorrow. Let me complete this verse. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. You know, we're out of time. We'll leave it there for you to contemplate that here today. Remember what it means to be deceived. That's Jesus' number one overarching answer. When they said, what in Matthew 24, 3 and 4, what'll be the sign of your coming? What'll be the sign of the end of the world? Jesus said, take heed. That is, be careful. Look out. Do not let any man deceive you. Now, if you knew what was in this vaccine, or the end results, if you knew this was a dry run, because the same type of thing is going to be pulled right here coming up in our lifetime, once Israel became a nation again, this same thing is going to happen again in order to buy or sell. But we're out of time. We'll pick it up here next time. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I did not make it.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM.